And hello, good morning to you. Thank you for your patience today. We were running just a little bit behind, but we are here, and I'm so excited to have my dear friend Karen Gray with me today. Everyone say hello to Karen.
Hello, hello. I am so honored to be here to support you and to just be a part of your world. I'm honored. Thank you for
Oh
asking me
my
today.
gosh, I am honored. First of all, I always say at the beginning how we met networking. If you
Surprise.
are not networking, you have to get out and meet these most amazing people, because even if you're not in the Dallas area, there are amazing people wherever you are, and you're not
Absolutely.
going to meet them if you're sitting behind your desk. And if you're getting up, going to work, and coming home, you have to get up and go places. I've already been out networking this morning, and met some amazing people. So you have to get out. And really, by networking, Karen, you meet the not only the best people in the world, you elevate your circle, you are inspired, you can learn from people, and best of all, you can make good friends, which you and I have become really good friends over the last few months. And I am so blessed and grateful to be able to say that. I mean, you're just an amazing person.
You can make me cry. Don't make me cry. It's too early. But I agree. It's when you get around people that elevate you, you find your tribe. And it's how you really build a great business is by building a great network of deep relationships. So I'm so blessed by you as well. Thank you.
Oh gosh, yes. And I just, we networked because we were running in the same circles, and then finally we said, why are we not connected more? We had a one-to-one, and then, oh my gosh, your story was amazing, and I want you to share your story right now. But if you are catching this live, we are live on LinkedIn and on Today's Professionals Facebook page. Please let us know that you are here. It is important that we do know that, and so that we can recognize you. So let us know that if you're catching it in the replay, be sure and let us know your thoughts on this and whether or not you're networking, because I want to know if you're networking, because if you're getting out and meeting new people. And so with that, Karen, your story and resonated so well with me, because I want you to go back and talk about how you became Coach Karen Gray.
Oh gosh. So I love saying that my passion for coaching found me rather than me going out and seeking it. But the story, the original story, really isn't this really happy beginning. My daughter was competing in rodeo queen pageants. She had been riding horses and loved horses and wanted to win a buckle and a saddle. So our neighbor, who was a pageant coordinator for the North Texas State Fair and Rodeo Queen contest, started helping her, and 2 years in was tragically killed in a car accident. And she had just breathed so much confidence into my daughter and spoke over her that one day she would be Miss Rodeo Texas. And this is a 14-year-old kid who had no confidence, who shook when she spoke in front of people, and just she wouldn't look anybody in the eye when they shook hands. I mean, she was just really insecure wallflower. And I saw her starting to bloom with this pageantry. And so, because Candace had spoke over her life, I just jumped in and started coaching her and helping her with my skills. So I had been in Dale Carnegie. I had taken Toastmasters, been a part of Toastmasters. I had done some things for my professional career, and I started using those things to help her. And I wrote her speeches, and she started doing well. She started winning, and other people started asking me to help their daughters, and it just naturally evolved, and I loved it. I fell in love with coaching. So the pageant world bled over into professional world because women would ask me to coach them because I was coaching their daughters. And then I just saw all of these correlations between the challenges that I had as a woman, as a young girl, the challenges that my rodeo queen clients saw, and then the challenges that my financial advisory patient or patients, clients were having, all to do with self-worth and confidence. And I saw if we don't manage those thoughts, those feelings, those emotions, they're never going to go away. We don't outgrow them. We can't become successful enough to get rid of them. We can't acquire enough money to get rid of them. They are all controlled by the choices that we make. And so yes, that's where I just saw the path for my future. And I left financial advisory and banking and all of that world in 2017. I started in 1917. I look good for my age.
That's right. You look phenomenal.
But I have got 30 years of financial advisory and 15 years of coaching. And it's just been an amazing journey of transformation and watching people thrive when they can own their self-worth and see how that impacts everything that they do.
Yeah, such an inspiring story. And, you know, I think it's a calling when you, you know, when you have that servant heart and you really want to pour into people, it's something that not everybody can do. Not everybody's called to do. You know, I came from education, a similar story like that. And, you know, it's just, I love, you know, working with young people and helping people grow. I love seeing those light bulb moments when they realize that they can do it. When they realize that, you know, I used to teach math and I'm not a math person. I mean, I can do math concepts. I'm not a human calculator, right? Like that doesn't work for me. But I can do the math concepts. And that was really my thing, is helping, you know, young middle school children learn that they can do math. It's not, you don't have to be a math whiz to learn math. And so it's just the way that you learn and find your path. And I think that's a calling. And I think, you know, just in knowing you for the years or the months that we've known each other, you know, what I see is acceptance of who you are.
100%.
You and I are very similar in this. We meet people where they are and bring them forward to become a better person.
To become who they were always meant to be, but couldn't see.
Yes. I was thinking about that on the way home from networking today. And I was thinking about my path as education, because the speaker today was someone who was promoting, you know, education and lifelong learning and through his experiences. And I was thinking about that and I thought, you know, if I go back 25 years, my desire was to be a superintendent of school systems.
Wow.
And I couldn't really see that then. I knew that there was something in my heart there. Mm-hmm. And I applied to be campus administrators. Here I was a campus administrator in a small private school, but it was a different thing here. And I didn't get the job. And it was because I wasn't ready for this job, right? There was some growing I had to do. I had to learn how to be in a big school. I had, you know, a school district. I had to learn how things were different from the small Christian school where I was to the public, a big public school. So there's some growth there. And so I think when you have these desires, you don't necessarily have to know how to get there, but you have to know that you have to grow inside. There's something that has to grow inside.
Yes. I just had that call, that same similar conversation on a coaching call yesterday. But in the way that, like, she has very specific goals and visions, but she is attached to the process. And I think sometimes we find our worth and our identity in the process and in the achievement of the journey, that it has to look a certain way.
Yes.
And when we can detach ourselves from that process and just know that we are intrinsically and just genetically valuable and worthy and capable because we were born, we have a certain path, we have all of these life lessons, and that they're all preparing us for the next thing that we're going to do. Mm-hmm. But we don't have to know exactly what that's going to look like.
Yeah.
We can enjoy the journey more. We can relax and have fun. We can also allow God to open up doors that otherwise, by holding it so tight, we keep closed.
Yes. You have to loosen up a little bit in order to have those doors open.
Yeah. And oftentimes it comes from that place of fear, right? This inside fear that if I'm not controlling everything, it's all going to fall apart and it doesn't feel safe.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I get why it happens. I totally get it. Been there, done that. But it doesn't serve us anymore. So it really is learning to just know and trust and step in and just take the next step. You don't have to figure it all out. Everything's figure outable. Just take the next step.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. You're speaking my language, friend.
So we love each other.
Yes, I know. We're kindred spirits. So
good morning, Brittany. Thanks for joining on.
I'm so glad she's here. She is a social media extraordinaire. So I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for chiming in and for watching today. She's always so supportive. She's another one of us, Karen, who's always, how can I support you? What can I do to help you?
So we need more of those women in our tribe.
Yes. Yes. Yes, we do. There's just never enough. Never enough. So I wanted to also elaborate too on the control part that you talked about. You know, I think we just get so tied up in it's a fear. And so the fear of, oh my gosh, I don't know what's out there. So I'm going to control this environment. I'm going to be perfect in this environment. And if I step out, it's really scary. And so sometimes people might take baby steps, but really I find when I work with my clients that I have to encourage them to just go ahead and just do, just don't think about it. Don't overthink about it. This is my personal talk too, because I am a recovering people pleaser and perfectionist. And that is that you just have to do something different. You have to embrace change and say, if I stay right here, I'm never going to live my purpose-filled life. Mm-hmm. And I think that comes with faithfulness, you know, with the faithfulness that if I step out, because it's in here, I'm feeling it. This is what I want to do. There's something in here, but if I step out in faith, the doors are going to open. There's going to be a safety net somewhere.
Right. I mean, just go to the definition of faith, right? It's the belief in something that's unseen, not known, but we believe that it is there. We have to trust that the things that are on our heart, the things that are ideas that are inspired within us are going to happen. And let's take the eclipse that happened yesterday. Because y'all, I don't know if anybody else was feeling all the things, but when I saw that eclipse and got to experience it, I literally had this feeling of, if God can set this planet and that sun and that moon to move in such synchronicity that all of this could happen and we can experience it and feel it, they all have their own path. They all have their own purpose. And he loves me more than all of that.
Yep.
How could I not trust that there is a plan and a purpose and a path for my life?
That's right.
So that's those feelings, those things that are on my heart are God inspired. He's telling me what I'm supposed to do by the things that he's built inside of my DNA. So if that's I have a desire and a calling on my life to go serve women, that's intentional. That's there for a reason.
Yes.
So trust that. That's where the faith comes in, is trust those things that are on your heart. If you love math and everybody's telling you, oh, don't go be a mathematician, but you love math, there's a reason. Go do that.
Go love math. Math makes the world go round, actually. It's what grounds us, right?
Right. So whatever it is that's on your heart to do, Julie and I are just saying there's a reason for that, and the world needs that the way that you're going to uniquely do it. So go do it. We need your influence. We need your thoughts. We need your presence in this world, or you wouldn't be here.
That's so true. Yes, because you are not an accident. You are not an accident. So Brittany says she's so glad to be here. And we are glad that you are here as well. And Eileen is here and she chimed in and said, yes, be open and curious. That's the next step. Be curious. That. Yeah, that's a great word, curious.
I love curious questions. Yes. So powerful.
Yes, yes, yes. So you know, your path and your work with women has been great, and you are a great connector of people. And so, you know, what I love about just getting out there and going to places, because people ask me all the time, how do you do it? You're always out and about. You're, you know, because I post on social media, I'm not out as much as it looks, but you know, that's the social media bubble.
You're out more than most. So
yeah, I do get out there, but that is because I love to connect with people and I love to get out there and say, who do I know that you need to know? And, oh my gosh, have you met Karen? You know, have you met? And so then, you know, Karen then takes you and brings you in and says, oh my gosh, you know, let's do this. And so you're in different circles. And so it's just amazing how great, big your circle can be when you're out networking and how elevated you are. And I think too, I'm so glad that we're networking now. I'm just going to say this because, you know, COVID made us all come back in and we were kind of isolated, and that works for a while for those of us who love to just be in peace and in quiet.
Yeah. But the introverted people were like, what, COVID? My life hasn't changed. I haven't stopped doing anything. It's all
right. But I'm so glad that I get to get out and meet people. Now I'm glad because it makes me feel, it energizes me to get out and meet people. So I want to talk to you about Texas business women.
Yes.
We're going to shift gears a little bit. You are the president of this organization and you reached out to me and said, would you like to be a part of this organization? And you gave me a little bit of history about it. And I want you to share that history again, because this means a lot. This means a lot.
It does. So there's so much history. You can find it at tbwconnect.com. But this organization was formed in 1919. Originally, it was a part of the Business and Professional Women's clubs. So back then, women gathered in clubs together because women couldn't be a part of traditional men's networking organizations. So this was how the women gathered. And they gathered with a purpose to begin elevating women into places where women could vote, where women could own property, where women could get a loan in their name without having a man co-sign. So for those of us that have a business today, have, you know, an automobile in our name or a house, we're on a loan, that's just us. You have women like the founders of Texas Businesswomen and people like Inez Milholland, and there's just so many women that have gone before us that have paved the way for the equal rights, the voting rights that we have, all the things. And so Texas Businesswomen was a part of that. They formed, again, 1919. They officially became Texas Businesswomen in 2009. So they've transitioned into just being a state-led organization. Mm-hmm. And when I was we had lived here in Dallas and we moved to West Texas, I needed to get plugged into some type of networking organization. And I saw this Texas Businesswomen group promoted on the local Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And when I started going to the luncheons and started attending in San Angelo, they had monthly luncheons. What I saw was a network of women truly becoming a network, right? Like, who do you know? Who sells this? I need this. I'm going to go to you first. I'm going to try you first. And it was about trust and relationships and elevating each other and educating and scholarships. And I was like, the whole world opened up for me because now I had felt so isolated in this community. Now I had a tribe. I had sisters who would show up for me. When my daughter was pregnant, we had a baby shower. I mean, they just do life together.
Right.
And they're very, very, very intentional about their time. And these are women who are all pursuing elevated careers, elevated leadership positions, and really pulling forward women with them. So it's not like I just go, we go.
Right.
And we rise right. together. And yep. it's nonpartisan. Together we rise. It's secular, so that it's not faith-based, although we do predominantly are faith-based women. We don't promote a faith, a politic, or anything like yep. that. It's just
we're all very neutral.
It's mm-hmm. all very neutral. It's about women of all diversity, all inclusive backgrounds, mm-hmm. elevating and rising together. So I stepped into the president position last year when my president had a heart attack. And so I stepped in a year early, but now officially my 2-year term begins this June. And so conference goes wherever the TBW president sits. So for 2 years, conference is in Dallas. So I'm so excited to share it with y'all.
Oh, I'm so excited too. And just so you know, the conference is June 7th and 8th. Yes. That is a Friday and a Saturday. Here we will start Friday afternoon mm-hmm. with a visit to the Texas Business Women's Archives, which is housed at TWU in Denton, and the Texas Women's Hall of Fame.
And how many didn't know we have a Texas Women's Hall of Fame in our area?
The only reason I know is because I was a Kilgore College Rangerette back in the day, long time ago.
She was hot.
Well, thought I was back then anyway, you know, hot stuff, right?
She was hot stuff.
But our founder, Gussie Nell Davis, we were petitioning to get her in it. And I was like, I had no idea. Mm-hmm. But we did that, I believe, in the 80s or 90s, I can't believe, and I can't remember. But anyway, and I think also the next director may be in there too. But that's when I first found out that there is actually a Women's Hall of Fame, Texas Women's Hall yeah. of Fame, and there's all kinds of amazing women in there.
All kinds. And it was founded in 84. I just looked it up. So it hasn't been around for a very, very long yeah. time, but this is its... What is that? 50th anniversary? 40th anniversary.
Yeah. So, 40th. Cause I just celebrated 40 years as a Rangerette this past weekend. Yeah.
So 1984 it started, but Simone yeah. Biles is in there. Kendra Scott's in there. I mean, there's amazing Texas women.
Yes. And Simone is so young. I mean, and she's already in the Hall of Fame. I mean, oh my gosh.
So deserved though. I mean, she's yes. old, but we have women from Texas businesswomen that are also in there. So there's philanthropists, there's athletes, there's women who are volunteers. So it's all different types of reasons why you could be nominated to the Hall of Fame. And they do it every couple of years. So it's not something they nominate every year.
Yeah.
But we have our business archives and we're going to get to tour. So that's going to be amazing. That's from 2 to 4 on the 7th.
On Friday. Yeah, on Friday, that Friday.
Yes.
And then on Saturday, we go all day, right?
Well, Friday evening, we go back to the hotel and we have more. There's more fun.
Yeah, for a mixer and fun and getting to know each other.
Yes. And the amazing Amber Lago is going to be our first keynote that night. So she has the Unstoppable Summit that's going to be next weekend. The 19th, I'm 10 days out. So yeah, not this weekend, but next weekend is Amberlee's Unstoppable Summit. If y'all don't know Amberlee Lago, y'all, she is in Dallas. She is transformational, amazing, true grit and grace. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be talking about influence and legacy. And she is our first speaker that Friday night. So you get to not only get amazing networking with all of these amazing women, but you get to meet Amberlee Lago. So if you just want to come for Friday night, you can absolutely do that. You don't have to come mm-hmm. to conference.
Oh gosh, I know, but you'd want to be at the
Why
conference.
Would you miss it?
Yeah, because there's a great lineup
yes.
on Saturday as well.
Yes, so let's talk about it. Because I know a lady named Julie Jones who's going to be speaking on Saturday. She is amazing. And she's going to be talking about What else? Networking.
Networking, building your network, and how to do it. Because, you know, I think a lot of people say what to do. Go mm-hmm. do this. Go network. Go build your network.
Yeah.
But nobody tells you how to do it. No. And I've learned some very valuable lessons in yes. networking. So we're going to be talking about nuts and bolts of networking. Like, what are some good strategies to have behind it?
And you're going to be on stage with, I think, the four best networkers, four other best networkers. So the five best networker women that I know in the Dallas area. So you, yep. Jennifer Looney, who, if you haven't met her, she's with US Bank. Amazing. Has so many ideas on how do you capitalize on those opportunities in the room so that you don't leave with nothing. Iram Jones, master networker. Casey Hastings, CEO of Success North Dallas.
Met her through networking.
Networking. And Peggy Edge. I mean.
Yes. Yes.
Y'all,
who brought me into networking.
The power, the knowledge that's going to be in this room, if you're not going to this event this weekend or June 7th and 8th, I don't know what else to do to help you because I'm just trying to pour out.
But you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. So the thing is, you are going to need to show up because if you don't show up, then you won't get the benefits of being there. So it is June 7th and 8th. Please come. We want you to be there. You can go to tbwconnect.com/events and sign up. And it's worth it to come for sure.
Absolutely.
So Karen, I just want you to know how much I am so grateful for you to be here today. I'm grateful and blessed to have you in my life and as my friend, and I am grateful to be helping you with this conference and to be present with you there to pour into all of the ladies. We're expecting over 100 there. So don't delay. We might sell out.
Yeah, we're already a third sold out. So
can you, yeah. So don't delay. Go sign up.
Literally 60 days away, y'all. 59.
Yeah. Yes. And if you're in the Dallas area, you can still even stay at the hotel, be at the DFW North in Irving at Grapevine, right out by the airport.
Yeah. The Doubletree by Hilton at DFW North. And
yes,
you can also, if you have a business that you want to market, we still have a few vendor tables left, so you could be a vendor. We have sponsor opportunities, so you can still get in the branding. You can still get on the programs, and we are also giving opportunities where if you want to put items in our legacy bag that's going out to, your swag bag that's going out to all of our attendees and our speakers, you can still do that as well. So we are just women elevating women, helping women rise. And if you want to be a part of a powerful network, y'all, the Girl Cave is going to be there. eWomen's Network is going to be there. DFW Professional Women are going to be there. DFW Women Networking is going to be there. Success North Dallas and Women in Success is going to be there. And obviously Texas Businesswomen is going to be there. So it's the hottest thing, July 7th and 8th. Like, you just got to be in the room.
Yeah.
It's sizzling. It's sizzling.
I know. And Brittany says she's going to go check it out. Yes. And I'm so glad.
We also have a session on, do you have time to do this?
We've got a few more minutes.
Okay.
A couple more.
We're going to have Brianna Day from eWomen's Network talking about personal branding and using AI. Sarah Delane is talking about how she's from Hollywood. So total different spin on personal branding, networking,
very glamorous.
Very glamorous, how to really set yourself. We're really going to help you learn how to set yourself apart as a speaker, as a coach, as a business online and offline so that you can stand out authentically as you. We don't want you to be anyone else. You don't need to be like any of these women that are going to be speaking, but they will help you shine in your best authentic light. Yeah. And literally with all the resources this weekend, you will come away empowered and equipped to take action right away.
So you need to be in the room, because what networking does, and this is a huge networking event. This is what this is you are going to be in proximity of people that you need their mojo.
Yeah.
You just need their mojo. You just need to, you need their energy. You need to be in the room, because when you leave, you're going to feel stronger. You're going to feel empowered. You're going to feel motivated and inspired, and you're going to be able to tackle the last half of this year with more energy and more gumption than you ever thought. And so put yourself in the room with all of these amazing women.
Amazing. And for all of this, I've been to events that I've paid $197 for half a day. Didn't include my meals. It didn't include any of the extra things. This event for 2 days is $200. And it includes your happy hour access. It includes your lunch and dinner on Saturday night.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, that's $200 right there. Happy hour, lunch, and dinner.
Conference. That is, yeah. So we are just so blessed to be able to offer this. But at $200, y'all, I just.
Yes. Yes.
We want to make it affordable and not unaffordable for you to.
Right, because we want you to be there. We want
to have a business. It's a business expense. It's a write-off.
Yeah, exactly. Gosh. Karen, I'm so grateful to you. If you want to know more about Karen and you want to get in touch with her, coachkarengray.com. Also, if you're not connected with her on here on LinkedIn or on Facebook, please reach out and connect with her. She's a great person to know. I just want you to know that I have all the love and respect for you. And I truly do feel blessed to have you in my life. And I'm so glad that I get to do life with you, not only just as a friend, but through Texas Business Women. And I look forward to working with you and coming into these final days.
It's going to be amazing. I can't imagine doing it without you. I'm so grateful to have you and so humbled to have you say those things about me. Thank you so much. I am absolutely 100% here in your corner. So we're going to have a nice fight, y'all. Love fight. We're going to just elevate each other. But
It's what we do. That's right.
And I'm honored to share this with all of the women that you know. So if you have questions, please reach out. I'm on social at Coach Karen Gray everywhere. So super simple, coachkarengray.com and social Coach Karen Gray. So happy to find and help anybody that is in this network. If you're listening to this and you need something, just reach out. If I don't know it, if I can't do it, between my network, Julie's, and those women that I know, we got you covered.
We got you. That's right. All right, Miss Karen, I will be seeing you later this week in our meetings.
That's right.
And thank you for joining in. Thanks to everyone who chimed in, and we will see you next week.